7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you, councillors, for turning up this nice warm evening. Thank you to our audience tonight. We haven't got any apologies for absence, not from our councillors anyway. Have you got anyone from
Councillor Davidson?
Councillor Davidson,
yeah. And Martin might turn up, Martin.
Okay.
We'll move on then. To record declarations of interest. Carl's always got one, hasn't he?
City councillor.
City councillor. Public session. Who wants to speak tonight? Right, Chris, do you want to go first?
Go on then. Thank you. Oops, specs on. I'd like to thank the town clerk for her submission on behalf of the council to the Courier in response to the advertisement feature from the developer of East Road. This advertising feature is of course utter nonsense, and the Courier should not in any case have carried it in that format. There are no almshouses being gifted here any more than they have been delivered at Brierley Paddocks, something I was always opposed to. It was a scam at Brierley Paddocks and it's a scam here. Let's be clear, this is not a plan to develop first-time buyer properties. It's not a plan to develop retirement properties. It's not a plan to deliver social housing. It's a get-richer-quick plan for the developer. With 42 of the proposed 52 properties being three-bed commercial sales designed solely to maximise profit. Of course, the Courier is not a newspaper, and it's never more not a newspaper when it ignores the advertising standard guidelines by publishing an advertisement feature that isn't appropriately labelled as an advertisement. But then the developer is not a developer either, just a grifter, and certainly not some kind of modern-day Robin Hood, as was suggested in this advertising feature. Providing affordable homes at East Road, which they are not. The plan is still utter insanity, just as it was in 2021, and recognised at appeal in 2022, with 12 separate points of objection from the inspector. Far from stealing from the rich to give to the poor, the developer is far more robbing than robbing. Robbing Mersey of its open spaces and its nature. This proposal is stealing from the moderately well-off to line the pockets of a very rich developer by building homes for which there is no market and at a density of three times that of the other new developments. On a site not included in the local plan, which we have to fight to protect. As I laid out at the last meeting, the site is fundamentally unsuitable and would create a very dangerous precedent for further speculative applications such as Colchester Road. This cannot be allowed. Essex County Council Highway should also be admonished. Where is their objection to the total unsuitability of the access via East Road? Why haven't they called out the disinformation from the developer in their claims to control East Road? Is this a portent of an incompetent future Essex County Council run by Reform, as we've seen with other councils? I urge this council to get behind the neighbourhood plan. It's never been more important. I urge the city councillors to protect West Mersey instead of seeing it as a cash cow. And I urge the county council to start acting competently. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Have you know? Yes, David.
Interesting, as Chris is saying. Of course, the Anglian Water have now put this site spanner on the works, saying no development can go ahead on that site. But of course it doesn't stop the developer getting planning permission, as we well know. And as the Chief Planning Officer pointed out on Monday night, you can still have planning permission even if you can't go ahead. Because it can, you can go up as far as the base, but then have to wait until the Anglian Water Authority say that you can connect the properties to the mains. So it's an interesting conundrum, and this will come up again on your 300 houses, the same allocation, because it will come through on that, but that's for the working group perhaps to discuss when they meet next week. But it's an interesting thing that it was the Chief Planner in Colchester said on Monday night, towards the very end of his that conversation. It's quite important that to bear in mind. But I was going to talk about your pavilion again. You shouldn't have got the cart before the horse here. You're agreeing it that you're going to do it, and then you're going out to consultation. I really don't understand that. We as a Horticultural Society have not had any response to what you're going to do for knocking down, apparently, our building up there and where you're going to put it on this plan, but you're going to still do it because you're agreeing it apparently tonight if you pass that motion. So I'm just a bit lost. I thought consultation with the public should happen prior to your actually agreeing to go ahead. This is what you're saying here in the minute, since it was the one on the, well, I don't know whether you've replaced it now. The other thing I would like to ask tonight is that you look at your property in front of the library, that little fenced off area which is now full of weeds. Your poor old tree in there is nearly throttled. That is your responsibility. You've got a council worker, I'm not quite sure what he does, because a lot of stuff seems to be contracted out. But I would have thought you could have spent 10 minutes in there just pulling out those weeds, please, because it looks terrible right there in the centre of the village. It really is disgraceful. It lets all the flower boats that are around that, it puts them to shame, having this weed patch situated right beside them. So I hope you'll action that as soon as possible, please.
Thank you, David. Have anyone else wishing to speak? Thank you very much for that. Chris, or go first?
I don't mind. I mean, Chris Perreau, Essex County Council, member for Mersey and Tiptree. Obviously, we're still in the midst of getting used to our roles and everything like that. I have been doing some digging, I've been picking up the emails that go on. There is something coming out at the next Essex County meeting in regards to planning and development, so there is something coming forward that obviously I can't discuss it because it's not been published and been put out yet. From my own perspective and personal point of view is, without decent infrastructure, we can't be developing anywhere really in Mersey at the moment, because if you can't get a GP, that's a really, as I see, a big infrastructure. And if we're looking at actually water being an issue as well, actually doesn't, it fails the test around utilities, so I'm surprised that it should be a blocker on anything at the moment. And until we actually get our infrastructure sorted, I don't see there's any possibility of further development. It's all very well central government putting down we're going to be doing this, that and the other and pushing these things through, but it will fail miserably without that infrastructure, because we've got our schools, we've got our decent roads. I mean, at the moment we're just trying to fix the potholes and trying to get those things back straight, for that first perspective. So as far as I'm concerned, that's how I see it. And I know listening and talking to my fellow members, we all feel the same. So I think we're all coming from the same hymn sheet. I think the problem is central government pushing this agenda is the thing that we're all trying to battle against. So it's not that we're not part of the problem, we're hoping to be helping with the solution. Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Happy to take any questions.
Yes, I'll have any questions. So Chris, you have to take some questions?
Yeah, sure.
I'd just again like to reiterate, where is Essex Highways' response? They've got a detailed response into the last application. They made it very clear that the proposed access is unsuitable. but we've seen absolutely nothing this time. And okay, that's not good enough. With the greatest respect, saying you're going to meet and have a plan, that doesn't excuse not responding to the application. It's not good enough.
I'm happy to take you forward.
But it's too late.
There's nothing too late at the moment, is there?
No. We don't know what they're doing, whether they're considering their response. I don't think it's the case that they're not going to respond, but we can always find out, I guess, by asking.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The update that I heard by way of talking about another subject was that they are pressing the Essex County Council Highway section to give a response.
Right, okay.
Because the closing date is gone, and this is the one response which the planners was so important, Chris, to the last inspector's report, that this is the crucial one which may actually decide which way the planners will go. Yeah, because the other arguments, as I understand it, regarding housing supply, which was used last time, which I was part of, virtually disappeared after the Tiptree hearing, said that the City Council did not have adequate supply. So it will be done on the technicalities of the highway and the ownership of the house next door as to whether that will go forward. So it is, at the moment, I mean, Chris Wood is absolutely right, that it is overdue.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, the planning officer has had discussions with the Essex County Council about expediting it. Yeah. The question I would like to ask you is we've been pressing, and some of the City Council has been involved in this, in trying to get an up-to-date road survey, a traffic survey, onto the island.
Right.
Because it's fundamental, being an island settlement, trying to capture what the data is of people coming on. There's loads of information. David Cooper's put a lot of information in our response on regulating 18 that's on the website, which you can see. But the fundamental thing is that we did a survey with the neighbourhood plan maybe, 10, 12 years ago, but it's out of date. In actual fact, there needs to be two readings at different times. One should be in the summer, but one should be at another time. And there's still time to do it. So that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
You can always brief Chris later on some of the detail of that.
Yeah, we've asked for a meeting. The local plan working group has come out of the agenda. David knows of this as well. That we've requested a meeting with you. We can go through all the aspects of the local plan.
Okay.
Thanks. Carl, you want to say anything?
Okay. Morning, Duke. I know I've been speaking to you regularly and all sorts of things. I've seen an email I sent to the new head of highways. He hasn't quite responded yet. He says he will be. So I thought you might be able to put a bit more pressure on him as well.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I've given him exactly where he said that as well. Amongst everything else I've piled on to you as well. In Colchester, you know, it's been interesting with the new the waste collection. One of the big questions that people have been asking, because the brown bins weren't collected last week, do they get money back or are they going to collect an extra one? The answer is no. Read your terms and conditions. Like everybody, I ticked the box, but I never read the terms and conditions that anyone does. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a heatwave next week. Does that mean they're going to miss another collection again? I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably.
But I think they're going to have to do something. They can't just keep missing them on this. No. So I'll try and find out on that. In the City Council, I've actually been made the chair of the Environment Sustainability Panel.
Congratulations.
And on that, and one of the things I've put on the workload, which all the councillors agreed on that, amongst some other things, is actual water resilience and quality, which means analysing of the River Cone and Blackwater, and also, maybe it's also the resilience of the system. I don't know how true it is, but I think the government minister has also announced if you ain't got the water, you don't have the building. And that's been stated at government level now. So I think that's quite an important one. So is the state of the waterways. So that is something I've been very keen to push. And they're also talking, want to put other things on there about public transport, the sustainability of that, which comes back into you guys as well, I know. And also trees, planting of trees and habitats, looking at the quality of those. So that's quite interesting on that workload will go on. I think Councillor Parsons is now the chair of the local plan.
Yeah.
And on the, I believe, I didn't see it all, but on Monday night, the island policy was introduced into that as well. So, but I think our biggest thing is water and the sewage works, to be honest. It is very clear that Anglian Water really do not have the infrastructure. They haven't invested, and Colchis is growing way too fast for their investment.
Yeah.
So that everything is sort of happening, but that's the main sort of updates at the moment with the local plan. And the planning, you are right, the numbers on planning at the moment, you have to have a 5,000 dwelling per year for the Colchis has now dropped to 2,300. So that literally now allows developers to bulldoze right through it because of that number, which is alarming. That's the numbers that the government forced on to all the councils.
Yeah.
But, if you've got any other questions, look, it's quite a lot is going on.
It's all happening, isn't it?
But the important one is, yeah, we're definitely pushing on that water resilience. It's going to be vital for us, considering we're surrounded by both those rivers.
Thank you, Carl. Is anyone any questions for Carl? Am I around the table? Is that switched on? Okay, thank you very much for all of that. So, item 161, to confirm the minutes, it wasn't an extraordinary meeting, but it may have been extraordinary in one sense or other, but it wasn't.
It was such an extraordinary.
But it was the 4th of June. Has everyone looked at the minutes of the 4th of June?
No.
Observations on that?
I wasn't there, Chair.
Do we have a proposer? You got some questions?
I haven't, no, because thank you, Chair. I'm going to abstain, I wasn't there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Sorry, so no questions on this occasion.
I did hope we'd be here.
Do we have a proposal from those, from somebody who was here?
Oh, right.
Proposer, seconder, maybe?
Yes. Proposer.
Doesn't matter,
we don't mind.
All in favour, yes.
All in favour?
All in favour?
Yeah.
Next item, 162, to agree and approve a list of payments. Everyone will have seen that. All these payments have in fact gone through, I think.
Yeah.
Has anyone any questions on the payments? If not, can you be honest? Thank you. Next item, 163, to provide an update from the committees. But we'll start off with finance, which hasn't met, but we are meeting on the 21st of July. It will be a very full agenda, so if anyone from the public is interested in finance, then they're more than welcome to join us on the 21st at 2 o'clock. Your committee?
Communities and assets. Yeah, we haven't met. I received a list of items from Carol outstanding, and they all seem to be in hand at the moment, so we will meet when we need to.
There'll be a few more after the 21st of July, I suspect.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, on environment, we have had one meeting, mm-hmm. and we will be bringing items from to the next meeting from the environment. One small update is that we did have some more information about small nuclear reactors and what is happening nationally on that. And the government, the preferred community that is going to be fingered for that development is in North Wales. But the government is still keeping open for other sites, so we're keeping a watching brief on the question of development of Bradwell. But the committee saw a picture which I produced which showed that it was anything but small. It was about four or five times the site of what the Bradwell is. So I think we are right as a community to keep a watching brief on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We have met. We've been sort of very active recently. We met on the 22nd of June. We have completed our interview process, and I'm glad to report that we have successfully recruited a second grounds person who started yesterday. So we are now up to full staff with our grounds people, and I'd like to wish him the best of luck and welcome him to the team as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he will fit in very, very well.
Thank you.
Yes, planning. We planning committee met on Monday of this week, considered six planning applications, gave our comments, which can all be read on the Colchester Planning Portal or in the minutes of that meeting when published. Also notified to us our applications have been passed, and a notable one of that is the 18 dwellings on Briley Paddocks, including six almshouses, which has now been passed. So sometime in the next few years we should see those built and handed over to the Almshouse Trust. And the other notable thing on that that we were notified by was the appeal for change of use of the restaurant premises at the old Oyster Sheds Coast Road. That appeal was dismissed by the inspector, robustly dismissed. I say so. That's notable. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. I think that's all the committees. We're going to working groups. Local plan.
Yes, if I must. Thank you, Chair. Three things I think I want to report. Just to confirm for the council and for residents that the Regulation 19 consultation is expected in September. It's to just remind us all that it's the last consultation, goes out for public consultation and for parishes and town councils before a planning inspector considers it in due course. And we'll be able to, and Essex County Council and all the councils will be able to comment in September on the local plan. As Carl has indicated, it was a helpful meeting of the local plan committee on Monday. There was agreement for the island policy to go forward to the next stage, which is fundamental, may I say to the council and to those here, is a fundamental advantage for us going forward, because what it will mean that before an inspector, we will be able to cite much more, in my view, additional material if it's approved by the City Council in due course to show why to resist housing allocations in Mersey. And it's a policy which will have a very good prospect for future generations here and reorganisation coming forward. It'll be something that we parade. The allocation of 300, of course, is still in the plan, and has not been resisted on that. We are to have another meeting with the Chief Planning Officer, which we will be discussing some of the conditions associated with that. We need to do that in order to safeguard the fact if it does go through. But we are where we are, and not only on the island policy, but we've also got a really good policy on coastal issues, which will also be an advantage for us. The island policy does say, and I quote, all proposals for major development on Mersey Island must demonstrate how the proposals recognise the uniqueness of the island location and island constraints such as access and environment. That is the number one principle put forward. So it's still got to go through to the August meeting of the local plan. It's still got to be part of the local plan, but the meeting on Monday said that agreed in principle for it to go forward. We've got a meeting of the working party next week. We're fortunate we've got a really good working party, if I may say. We've got two really good experts. I won't unduly to the first half left. David, who's here, extraordinary history and with the local plan and with local circumstances affecting Mersey. So his expert and special advice is very, very welcome. And we've got Graham Farley, who's an acknowledged expert on environment and a leading member of the Environmental Foundation. So two leading local representatives are on that working party, including another five or six councillors. And we are looking at meeting again with the Chief Planner Officer from Colchester, and we're looking at what representations we're going to be put forward before they have the meeting in August. So I think it's a positive report that I can give, and we're going forward on that respect now.
Thank you. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
There's a lot going on, and I think it's right that the council is providing a lot of facilities and resources to this board.
Yes, and we're getting some good responses too, aren't we, John?
Yeah, I think.
Did you mention the caravans?
No, I didn't. I didn't. That is an important one. The place policy one, it does include caravans, and we're also going to have discussions with East Mersey on that. I've been in touch with them in the last couple of days, and the meeting we're going to have with Karen is also going to involve, isn't it, Carl, the city councillors. So we're all batting as one team.
Good. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you, John. Working groups, Sophie, but I think you're on the agenda later on, aren't you? So you're happy to leave your report till then?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Is that it for working?
The bathing rods.
Yeah, we are making headway, actually, through this. These are treacle-like. but I do believe we're actually making some headway with where we need to go, what we need to do, so we're not in a position to bring anything forward just yet. Okay. We need a bit more information.
That's not straightforward, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, definitely not. But we'll keep you up to speed.
Okay. We're probably looking at next year now rather than this year.
100%, yeah. It's actually, but we are making headway.
Good, thank you. Is that it for next week?
That's it.
Representatives?
Yes. I have been still in contact. I've had nothing back from the two bus companies, but now that the new Essex County Council have been put in, I did have a word with the council, and he said when he gets more information, he will then inform me of what's going on from his side. At the moment, that's all I know.
Thank you. I think that's it for representatives. Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you for all of that. It's very useful. Leads on to the clerk's report.
Okay. I recently attended the clerk's forum in Colchester, where we had a presentation from community safety team and Colchester Neighbourhood Watch crime report, which was quite interesting because he said that the crime reported incidents of crime in West Mersey had gone up something like 150% compared to the previous year. But they didn't know whether that was just because crime was being reported more frequently or whether or not, but he mentioned that as an interesting statistic. There was mentioned about funding opportunities, the Nolan principles and warm welcome spaces for people when the extreme heat is around. Also attended the SLCC conference, which was really interesting. They gave us an update on employment law, data protection training, Martin's Law, amongst other sort of information. The beacon has been installed with its four posts, but unfortunately, one of the posts today has just come away, so we're going to have to look to reinstate another two posts. I think so, then they're four matching posts. It's in. They're paving slabs, they've been, the damaged ones at the Glebe, they've been completed. That was on the 18th of June, so that's safe now. The Chambers tabletop is due for refurbishment on the week of the 6th of July. Coast Ride Your Honours work has been completed. Tree works in West Mersey Park are due to begin the 13th of July. And the West Mersey, the park play equipment is due for installation at the end of July. So it'll be the new trampoline, the swings, the all done. So the skate park, we're still waiting for the completed work. There have been mitigating circumstances which has prevented the contractor coming to complete. He's aware of this and apologised and said that it will be completed as soon as he can possibly get here. And then just to say that we've, as Councillor Webster said, welcomed on our new grounds person, which I feel very confident about. I think he'll make a great addition to the team. He's very keen, very eager, and I'm sure you'll see him out and about on the island.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Chair, can I just also, a key thing that our town clerk has missed out, that she's not promoted, is our town clerk started her silver training, which is a qualification for a town clerk, and it was a requirement when Kirsty joined us. There are five modules to becoming a qualified silver trained clerk, and it's estimated that it takes 18 months to complete. Kirsty has been on silver training since February, and she's just passed her fourth module.
Okay.
So well done, Kirsty.
Well done.
Just one to go, so well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
One to go.
One to go.
Yeah.
Well done. We've got a few more than one to go, but we'll move on to 165 now to review and agree the documents below, which it says in red, but I think there's nothing in red on the allotments and my other one.
No, this was mainly because they've changed to a limited.
Yes.
Everything limited change.
Yes.
So it matched up all the
documentation.
Yes.
Where does it say limited?
Various places through both. Here we go. What? Instead of the association, it's association limited.
I'll just say that they've actually registered as a cooperative, a community benefit society. That's what they've registered as. It's still a limited company, but it's registered, it's different to any other sort of thing. It's a cooperative association, basically. Got their registration here.
Okay.
And nothing else on either form has changed?
No, because we went through this in quite a lot of detail, didn't we? A few meetings back.
And they've got a constitution to go with it, if anyone's read that.
Constitution to go with it?
Yeah.
Has it differed much?
Well, it is different from before, but it substantially isn't. But because they've now registered as a cooperative and community benefit society, they have to issue a constitution which is published on the...
Which I've no doubt you've looked at in detail.
I've read, yeah. But it's all fine. No, I'm not saying so. They've changed their legal status, if you like, to something more formal.
Okay. Well, it's probably a wise thing to do these days. I mean, we did it at the Mica a few years back, became a CIO, and just have to protect ourselves, especially the trustees. Okay, well, we need to formally approve these then, don't we? Do we have someone?
Chair, just an observation. I know it's a name change, but the first line on the tenancy agreement, the date needs to be amended because it won't be with effect from the 1st of January if they wasn't incorporated until a later date. So you'd need to amend the date that the agreement is affected from?
Yes, I suppose so.
Otherwise, you, they
do we
didn't
know
exist,
when they
yeah.
formally became a
26th of May 2026.
Okay. Good point, thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Well, with that one exception, yes, are we happy to propose that we go ahead?
Right,
and can we have a proposal for both, please?
I'm happy to.
A seconder for both? All in favour? Thank you. Right. 166, to review and agree the following terms of reference. First of all, for the local plan working group. This has been amended from the previous one, and the amendments are in red. Has everybody read these? Has anyone got any comments on them?
Just about the background, we thought it should be tightened up, Chair,
yes.
to take account of the complexity now regarding the local plan, and to make certain that the everything was done in a transparent way,
yes.
and the functions were clearly laid out for everyone to see. So it went through the working party on the 19th of June.
And all the members were completely in accord
yeah,
with it?
It was by agreement, yeah.
Thank you. Do we have a proposal that we're happy with these terms of reference? Theresa, seconder, please.
I'm happy to.
John, all in favour? Thank you. Personnel committee. These have to be reviewed each year. Excuse me. Having said that, actually the last time was October 22, but surely they've been looked at since then.
Yeah,
well,
the
did.
Previous year
yeah,
it was
reviewed.
Yeah,
we did.
Reviewed.
Last year.
Well, it says adopted.
But
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, it might be adopted then and
reviewed
last year.
Because it says it every year anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Has everybody looked for the terms of reference for personnel? There are one or two bits in red changes. Have a proposer for these terms of reference?
I'll send these to the
John, seconder, please. Teresa, all in favour? Thank you. Youth activities, well, this is a new one, isn't it, Sophie?
Mm.
Haven't had a group for ages, have we?
No, okay.
Yes, I sent this out, it's fairly. Straightforward, I think. Hopefully, people have had a chance to look at it. And,
I've got a question.
Yes, John.
Do you think one member of the public is sufficient? It says minimum one representative from members of the public because it's. I'm very keen to get as wider input, particularly for the young people. But we need to consult with young people.
But it is a minimum, isn't
it's
it?
A minimum.
Yes.
It's a minimum.
Because if you
minimum.
Specify three and
can't
right,
find
no,
three,
I know,
two, you
we
stuck.
Should be able to get to more than one.
So
at
I think,
point.
Well, yeah, but I think minimum one is safe.
One is safe, but I hope we can get more than one.
Yeah,
can
depending,
be
you know, it's for youth activities and events, so depending on any particular activity, you would obviously hope that that minimum of one would be more like three.
Chair, I'm very happy to go through. All that I would say in relation to youth is that there's a capacity of the older generation to say what they want. I really think on behalf of younger people that we should be seeking their views about what should be done rather than hand it on. That's all I've got done.
Okay. Well, we'll we made a start, haven't we? So we'll hear that, so we'll hear it a little bit later on. Theresa, you've got some comments?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, first of all, quorum. I think that it's a working group and all members of the working group are equal, irrespective of whether you're a councillor or a member of the public. Therefore, I don't feel that we need to specify a quorum being three councillors. I think it should be three members of the group. That's the first thing.
Question on that now. Is
can I finish first, councillor?
Can I just going to say, Margaret, that is having a quorum necessary on a working group? Because you're not taking any
no,
votes.
No, not really.
Any
actually,
decisions.
It's recommendations, isn't
yeah.
it? So that's a fair comment. Thank you for interrupting.
There's a need
it.
To have a quorum.
Well, there's a quorum
yeah,
on the local plan.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, why meet if there's only one or two of
no,
us?
Yeah, I mean, I would make a suggestion of members of the group.
Yeah, which is what
so
the local plan says.
Yeah, and also leader. The leader will be appointed by the group. I think town clerk has since taken advice when the local plan
right.
working group was put together, and it would be better, more appropriate. To put chair,
yeah.
although previously it's always been a leader. And also, I think the wording needs to be amended slightly because the leader or chair of the working group, if we had it as contact the council staff, council members and members of the public, it contradicts what our standing orders are because the main point of contact for the public is the town clerk. So I think that needs to be amended as well. I can't remember what wording, John, we put together for the because that was on, wasn't it? I would suggest that the wording is the same. It mirrors the local plan working group. The chair will be appointed by the group. The chair will be working. Will be the working group's main point of contact for council staff and council members. And then carry on the amendments that have just gone through on the local plan working group. The town clerk will be the first point of contact for members of the public.
Yeah.
And going on, I would suggest the chair facilitates the group but does not hold authority to act unless explicitly delegated by the council. After agreement with the group, recommends external correspondence which expresses the views of the group. And the council to the town clerk to consider for transmission, cannot make submissions independently, can act, e.g., to the council stakeholders, just to sort of keep them uniform.
Same.
Exactly
the same.
Yeah.
Exactly
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to keep them uniform. Or the public in a representative capacity, the chair may coordinate logistics and draft papers, but cannot determine the group's position. I would suggest. Responsibilities.
That's probably a fair comment for all working groups,
isn't
it? It
is.
Really?
I think they just
I
need to be
so.
Uniform. Can I also suggest, I mean, the responsibilities, again, I would have thought would be uniform as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just aware of time. Do you want to defer them, Sophie, and put them forward again? Or you're happy to mirror the responsibilities? What do you think?
I'm happy to mirror the responsibilities.
So for example,
yeah.
at the moment we've got the working group will plan and coordinate actions required to further the engagement between West Mersey Town Council and young people. It will report to the council and will, when necessary, seek delegating powers to act, expenditure to be proposed and considered by the council unless delegated. What we've got on here, that's the same. Right, members of the working group who are not town councillors must treat any information from West Mersey Town Council as confidential and as such must not be referred to or repeated outside of working group meetings.
Shouldn't that apply to the councillors as well?
It should.
I know it does generally, but...
That's your code of conduct, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but shouldn't it be stated? All members of the group, including public.
It's a fair comment, but it does stick. Shall I read on? It says members of the working group who are not councillors may contact outside organisations in their own right, but should not represent themselves as speaking on behalf of the council or the group. Councillors are bound by its code of practice.
Bound.
That should be code of conduct, I believe.
No, the code of practice is more than Owen principles.
Right, okay, thank you. And the protocols and practices that do not allow councillors to act on their own behalf. So it's in there.
Bound, yeah.
The views of the town council must be agreed by full council. If there is a need for correspondence with Colchester City Council or any outside body regarding specific matters by working group members, they should consult first with the town clerk to ensure proper protocol is followed.
Yeah, I think that's all fair comment.
Yeah.
Can I suggest we redraft it and bring it back to the next meeting using the
formality? Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it doesn't stop the working group
working
with
No.
Yeah, but if you could redraft
The only thing that's going to have to be added to that is safeguarding, because children, like I say, would be involved in that.
Yeah,
so we need to add a safeguarding clause.
Yeah.
Councillors are bound under things, so they can't actually just get thrown off things.
Yeah.
But I think with members of public or working group, if they are found to breach confidentiality, we should also put on something that they can actually be removed from the group. Well, you wouldn't want them to stay on there if they're leaking stuff. The local plan, for example, you could be given some stuff you're told to keep secret if it gets out. So if they, if a member of public is deemed that, because you can't find them under the principles that they would be able to be asked to leave the group, I think we should put in consequence of what their actions are.
I'm confused, Jack. I thought we'd agreed to death.
No, I'm just saying on this one, we can't change
the local plan group terms of reference have been agreed.
That's right.
But if we're putting a clause as such as that on a working group, we should have it as a uniform, and we've passed the ones for the...
Yeah.
The full council has the ability to determine the members of the working group. It's stated in the terms of reference, so if they wish to change it at any time.
And through you, Chair, that can happen at any time.
Yeah. Through the full council.
Yeah.
Mm. I think you need a clause in.
So I don't know if it needs to be stated explicitly.
Mm.
Well, should we defer this?
Yeah.
Well, I think we can defer the youth activities one, but I think the local plan just... Can you find a safeguarding clause somewhere I think that youth activities are involved, that safeguarding is a good point.
Exactly.
Already involved, yes.
Are you okay with that?
So if we defer the site, have you got a proposal?
The youth activities deferred, yeah. Second up for that one. And we'll bring it back to the next council, as Nigel. All in favour. 167 to renew and note the insurance, and we're just noting this now, the insurance premium for year two of the 3-year agreement at £7,952.66.
Which is less than we were quoted previously.
Yes, but we know why, don't we?
Last year, we had the reinstatement value, the properties valued, and we had a refund, or they reimbursed us a certain amount of money because of the difference. But because our insurance provider, the consultant, has changed, she wasn't aware of that at the time.
Yeah.
And also that the values have changed because it's been 6 months since they were evaluated previously, so they adjust, and everything else in the policy is adjusted with index linked.
So hence it's £400 cheaper than it says on the contract.
Thank you, Kirsty. So we entered into a 36-month contract, so it will be pertinent that you'll get a refund next year as well.
That's equivalent.
I'm assuming so.
You will do.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do.
Sounds good to me.
It's done on the, because it's done on, I think, what's it, I ended up spending out £1,500 on a survey, so it's done on the reinstatement.
Yes, it was on, yeah. It was, yes, and we agreed to go for the lowers, for the
that's
lower
right,
figures.
Yeah.
Fine, thank you very much for that. 168, to consider and agree the quotation installing emergency alarms at Willoughby disabled toilets at a cost of £720. When we had a little survey done, so I've just finished that, when we had a little survey done, we found that we were missing a few items at the disabled toilets.
Okay.
This is one of them.
Chair, just a point of order, why is it on full council? Why is it not on a committee? You've got spending powers on a committee up to £4,999.
Well, it was just, we need to do it, and this was the nearest committee meeting to it. It needs to be done. Are we having a proposal for it? Nigel, second it, please. John, all in favour? Thank you. And the same really applies to 169, to consider and agree the quotation for installing hand dryers in Willoughby disabled toilets. They were originally, when we first did it, which was a long time ago, we used paper, and there was a little shelf built to be used paper, and you can all guess where the paper ended up, and of course it all blocked the toilets and all the drains.
Chair, just a point of order again, this really should be on a committee meeting.
Yes.
You know, with their spending powers up to £4,999, so it should be on a committee meeting.
It should be, or could be, but it's easy to put it on this one because time is short. So do I have a proposal for this one?
That one.
Second term?
Happy to do that.
Mr. Boyland, all in favour? Thank you. To consider and agree the quotation, I hear the same comment coming up on this one. To consider and agree a quotation of the remedial works to a tree in Ray Meaden Wood. I think we've all seen the photographs of this. They were sent in by a member of the public.
Mm.
Yes.
The tree is leaning quite badly.
Yeah, I'm under it every night.
Yeah. Hasn't docked up yet.
No.
That'd be a proposal.
This is a health and safety thing, really.
Yeah.
Proposal. Carl. Second by John. Sorry, you're getting it one of these days. All in favour? Thank you. And this is a note, this next one, 171. To note the RFO in conjunction with the town clerk approved the utility aid pricing recommendations due to the 24-hour roading pricing programme. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, at the time when the RFO was investigated in it, because it's on a 24-hour programme, it has to be decided within that 24 hours of the prices were moving up, so we made a decision at the time that was the best quote that was given to us to go ahead with it, what the RFA did.
This is the electricity and gas, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the electricity bill.
And the solar panels are helping no end, Carl, to reduce the electricity bill in this place, which is good news. 172. To consider the business case for replacing the card payment terminal and agree a quotation, either option A or option B. And there's a very comprehensive report done by our RFO, which I think we should thank her for, because it's very thorough. Has everyone read through this?
Yes. I was just going to say that I didn't know who'd written it, because there's no name put to it, so I just would ask if we do get reports. It's got a name on it, so
it's
not
just
be
modest, I think. But yes.
No, but it helps in
it
the future, because
help.
If you refer back to it, you don't know where it originated.
No, right. But it was porn.
But it's a very thorough report. Whoever wrote it, it's extremely square. I don't want to get feedback.
Any other comments?
I think I'd like to have seen some up on there, to be fair. They're 162 to buy, but just a straight 1.69% across the board.
Some up.
Yeah. To be honest, I found square flaky, but that's just in my experience. But it's.
A lot of people are using some up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something?
Basically, I do, certainly.
Yeah.
But I think Paula looked at some up. Why is she?
I
dismissed it for some reason?
It's a straight purchase, £162, and then it's just 1.69 for every transaction, because we only use a small amount. In reality, it's you can pay 0.99%, you pay $9.99 a month or something if you're doing a lot of them.
So 162 is a one-off payment. One-off payment.
Yeah.
That's not repeated the next year.
No, it's only the
transactions.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like Square Terminal.
Yeah, it is. Just a fraction less on the cost, but
and a fraction up on the hardware.
Yeah. So it's. I'm happy to go with Square, by the way, but it's just, in our experience, Square was a bit too flaky.
I was going to say, there is only two options presented here anyway, so we either defer the whole lot or accept one of the options.
I'd rather not defer it because
the
machine's broken and we're taking cash, which I don't like doing.
I will propose Square and then Terminal.
I'm happy to see it.
Because it isn't used like you use it a lot for your business.
It's more of the Terminal in the office, which isn't used.
But I assume that...
That's marginal differences.
It is marginal,
I suggest the Square Terminal.
Well, it does seem a brainer compared to Barclays. We have a proposal then?
I'll second it.
To accept option A, which is the Square Terminal. Seconded by David. All in favour? Option A? Thank you. Right. To consider and agree a budget for the skate park, Janigant, at West Mersey Skate Park on Monday the 24th of August, and to review and agree any further recommendations put forward by the working group. Do you want to give a bit of background on this, Sophie?
Okay, yes. So, as everyone's aware, a while back, the skate park was mentioned a lot on Facebook because of criminal damage. They've been chipping away at it, digging away at it, and so on. And a member of the public came to a meeting not so long ago saying, you know, maybe we should listen to some of the youth of Mersey, engage with them, so on. And long story short, this is how we then set up this youth activities and events group, because we are recognising that unlike other councils out there, we don't offer a youth provision currently. There's lots of things out there for kids to do in terms of groups and that sort of thing. But we do need to consult more with our younger people. So having myself been over the skate park several times, and we all know its usage, it seemed the obvious thing to do was to put on an event at the skate park, draw the youngsters in and use that as an opportunity to perhaps start the ball rolling with getting youth consultation work underway. So with a small team that we've had, we've been exploring how we go about this, and it seems quite the thing to do. Where there's a skate park, there's sometimes skate jams, as they're called. So we're setting up this skate jam in August, whereby there will be 3 hours worth of activities on the skate park for skateboarding, scootering and BMX biking. Now there's, as you'll see on the budget, there is an organisation, the Dry Skate Project, can offer skateboarding, coaching and demos. They bring all the equipment with them, etc. And they're happy with the date and the time. That's in the budget. I was worried about the fact that most of our skate park users are scooter riders and bikers, using BMXs or other kinds of bikes, mountain bikes and so on. I I've been looking to see where we could get funds or how we can help boost the budget and get more for the youngsters. Microscooters have donated an actual scooter so that we can give that away as a prize. Mm-hmm. And they've also given us some t-shirts and other bits and bobs to actually just have as giveaways. So they've donated that, which is great. They also put me in touch with Team Rubicon, which is a setup that goes across the country nationally. They offer skate jams, organising them for schools or in local communities such as ours. And they could offer a full jam session, which is like all of it, skateboarders, scoots, BMXs and so on, equipment, sound system, gazebo, microphones, generator, in for their price of £1,500. They also have a community skate jam package at £900, but that doesn't have the demo riders and so on. So when I contacted them again, basically they will do their £1,500 version, which includes the demo riders, but because we've already got someone doing the skateboarding stuff, they don't need to do that. So that they'll do the scooting, the BMXing, demos, competitions, etc., etc., and that's £1,000. We have youth, the Essex youth team are involved. They came over, had a meeting with several assembly and the clerk, and the guy that kind of heads up that team, he was very enthusiastic, wasn't he, Kirsty? About how they might be able to help us now and in the future, because they recognise they don't have any involvement with Mersey in youth provision currently. They do in areas like Colchester and Wivenhoe, but they'd be very keen to try and help set up some kind of youth hub going forward to offer things on a regular basis. So they're coming on board with us with this skate park event. They've got a member of the team that will do some DJ sessions with children to show them how to work the decks and so on. Hopefully everyone has seen the budget that I put out there, particularly you, Bob. You're always interested to see how these things are panning out.
What is the proposed budget?
So the proposed budget, it's currently, if I add all those bits together, it's just under £2,500. We have put money in the budget for advertising and all the usual bits, and we are very lucky though that we have got £1,000 towards that now from Essex, thanks to our councillor who can put money towards it. I've also approached the city councillors, but not had a reply as yet as to whether they can contribute something towards it. So yeah. Would anyone like to make any comments or ask any questions?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to sort of make it quite clear as well. I mean, Councillor Pereira was kind enough to come early this evening. And he was badgered at the phone call. Put your hands in your pockets. And the £1,000 is coming from your budget, which we're grateful for, to bring the cost down as well.
Substantially.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris.
So no pressure on the city councillors.
I can't speak on behalf of the city council, but you can imagine our locality budget is nowhere near the size of the county one. And some of our budget was already allocated last year's promises to go into this one as well. I'm sure we'll speak to the other two, Robert and
Martin. So I've emailed yourself and and Councillor Parsons, so perhaps you can get back to me ASAP.
I'm sure we're grateful for all contributions.
So the Nigel? Agenda item is to consider and agree the budget, so
yes,
that's fine. So basically we're talking about £1,500 potentially from the council's coffers, possibly less if there's city money from the city, so that's what we've got to vote on, I guess.
Yes. Well, I suppose the first thing is, do we agree it's a good idea?
I think so.
We don't have to take a vote on that. Has anyone got any objection to proceeding with this?
No.
Neither have I. Okay. Well, we've been through it. Obviously, the £1,000 is gratefully received. Thank you, Chris. Have I ever a proposal to go with the budget as produced?
I'm happy to propose.
Okay. Seconder? Yes. Are we all in favour?
I'm proposing it's been up to £1,500.
Yes.
All that right money.
Yeah.
Should I keep it as it is?
Just to keep the book straight, I'd like to suggest that we via, wonderful word, isn't it, V-I-R-E, via £1,500 from the personnel budget, the wages budget, to a new code, if you just arrange this with that, which will be for the skate park event.
Well, benefit of members of the public, do you want to explain sort of why it's coming out of personnel?
Nothing to do with me putting too much in it, but we have two ground staff, and we now have two ground staff, but only for 9 months a second, because he's only just joined, so we had 3 months, so it equates to, as it happens, very handy little
just
figure.
In case anybody thinks that... Someone's on the line.
No. Are we all okay with that? Did we all vote in favour of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
I shall look forward to joining you on the day. What about publicity? Because we've got to get this message out, haven't we?
That's in the budget as well.
It's in the budget, is it?
Yes.
Marketing and advertising is in the budget.
Okay.
That's
it hasn't got any detail to it, has it? So,
yeah.
I mean, the leaf is there.
That's going to be distributed.
Yes, it will be in the local papers. Going to put it through the school, maybe as something that the children can be given posters or something. And a lot of their stuff though goes out on email now, so they can send an email out. And I thought if we could perhaps get it out to some of the groups before they break up for the summer holidays, like Scouts, Guides, Brownies, that. So, yeah, that's...
Let's hope that not too many children are on holiday somewhere else, because it'll be an event, a really big event, I think. Thank you, Sophie, for organising all of that. Anyone else that's on the... And Micro Scooters, of course, is the local firm, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's very good. Excellent. Well done. Moving on to 174. To receive an update and agree the revised quotation to install the footpath at the Oyster Beds compacted gravel finish. Well, I thought we would have done all this.
Quotation
to come in. It hasn't come in. I will just give a very, very brief update on where we are with that one.
The quotation
hasn't come in.
We were hoping it would be in by the middle of the week.
But we have met twice with the contractor that we appointed, Henderson's, because it's quite complicated. It looks straightforward, but it's actually got long, there's a big slope, and there's a person away, and all sorts of things. But we've also met with Mike and Sarah Dawson, who own the rest of the land, who used to own that strip, and they're happy with everything that we've proposed. So we'll go into more detail when we get the quote, but it will be, all of it will be within our budget.
And is it what's previously been agreed at council, so there's no discussions on fences or anything?
There will be, but I'd rather see the quote first and then we'll go through it. You're right about fencing.
Yeah, because that wasn't
when we look at it, because of the slope, we have to be that it has to be level, so the drop between the path and the rest is pretty steep.
Yeah.
So we have a health and safety hazard there. So we can't just leave it because everyone will just fall off the path. So we'll come back to the fencing.
Oh, yeah, so health and safety hazard where it drops down when
yeah,
the path has been
installed,
this big drop. So
yeah.
Something would need to be put in place
yeah.
so it's
yeah.
safe.
And it doesn't have to be
path.
Extravagant.
No, post them around.
But we'll come back to that with some costings at the
yeah.
next meeting. Is that okay? So we had to defer this item if we haven't got the information.
Yeah.
What proposal?
It's just deferred, isn't it?
Just defer. Yes, well, I think we're in fact, we've got a choice.
Yeah,
anyway.
All in favour of deferring.
All in favour of deferring. To consider and agree a donation request from the West Mersey Beach Club, but this is an annual event for them. I'm pretty sure that last year it was £100, if anyone remembers exactly, that would be good.
I was just going to say to, we have a grant policy, have they applied in writing for it? Or will they?
Well, they have. Well, have they filled the form in? Probably not, but they have written in.
Yeah, as long as there's something to back up, you know, audit trail. If you skip on the...
Yes, this has been going on for a number of years, but yes.
No, I know, but if you
yes.
look at the financial regulations, etc., it does require
a grant
form
completed.
Completed.
Okay. Do we agree in principle, subject
yes.
to a grant
no,
form being completed?
Yeah.
Are we happy with £100?
Have they asked for a particular amount or
no,
is that
they
just
haven't.
Traditional?
They haven't. It used to be £50 last year because £50 buys absolutely nothing these days. We've made it £100.
No,
so
Chair, I respectfully not as £100 these days with the way that you know a loaf of bread has gone up, God knows how much. Can I make a proposal of £150? Sorry.
He's got it stashed you away all over the place. He's stashed it all over.
Since we've already saved £1,000 tonight.
I'm rethinking this as I'm saying.
Where's that £50
coming from?
Is there any advance?
£100 doesn't get you much at all these days.
Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. We have a proposal for £150 to the Beach Club.
Yeah.
A second of that.
We were two
seconded. Are we all in favour? Thank you very much. £176 to agree a donation to Mersey Community Repair and Make for the oak bollards to surround the beacon post. This has got more complicated, now we've broken another one. One's rotted off again. Oh, I wish we bought four in the first place. Okay, now how do I do this so we don't do it properly?
Can I just ask, so they provided two?
Yes, they provided
so,
two.
So... one of the two existing ones is now
yeah.
rotted, so
yeah.
the fourth one's going to go,
so yeah,
don't
so
we need two?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And we're talking chicken feed money.
Yeah, no, yeah. no, I'm not talking about money. No point in
originally, they offered two posts at £40. They meant £40 each,
yeah,
of course.
Okay.
They have, however, billed us a 40, which I think we've paid or will be paying.
Yeah.
But they've also asked for a donation, so
yeah.
can I suggest we make the donation £40? But we also
need to
have another two posts
yeah.
At, a,
yeah.
at £40 each. So a donation of 40, two extra posts at £40 each. Do we have a proposal for that?
So we just make it as it's a £150 donation to
yeah,
include the
that.
Two posts.
Even
figure, doesn't it? I'm quite happy to second that.
Right,
yeah.
I love it when we're not talking about thousands all the time. I love it in the hundreds.
I'll propose the donation.
No,
that's
£150
donation.
Which
includes
two
posts.
New
posts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it can come out of those toilet funds.
Yeah. yeah. No,
that
like
money's gone
everything.
From the saving and the.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So we all
cut back
I'm happy to second it.
Carl is proposing. You do you want to second that?
Yeah.
Theresa, are we all in favour of that?
Yes.
Thank you for all of that. That's a good thinking. To receive an update on plans for public consultation regarding the proposed Glebe project, replacement of the existing Glebe pavilion, including presentation format and consultation approach. Well, we left it in your hands, didn't we?
Okay, yeah. Well, we've been back and forth between MISA and the chairman of MISA trying to agree some dates. We're finally, today, and with Mark, the consultant, agreed a date to meet with MISA and the councillors on Thursday, the 17th of July, the time to be arranged depending upon when Mark is available. And then the public consultation would be on Thursday, the 30th of July in the evening at the Glebe Pavilion. And Mark has availability to attend both.
And what are we going to produce in the way of
That's
documents?
What we come to agree when it says agree on the next step.
So just to clarify, because a member of public mentioned about this. Sorry, Chair, may I?
No.
I'll be quiet then.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that was a yes, though.
Oh, yeah, a bit of a dippy moment, sorry. Just to clarify, we're not agreeing the project.
It's just to agree what we're going to do with the consultation.
Absolutely.
We
are trying to do the right thing this time and have the consultation first.
It's just
to
agree
where
we
go
to do it in terms of publicity, leaflets, how you want to go about it.
Yeah.
This is not a straightforward job, it's a big job.
It is.
We have to get it right.
Yeah.
That building is not going to stay standing for very much longer.
No.
And we need to.
I think sort of David made a fair comment earlier, though, that to do with the horticulture.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten that.
No, well done.
I'm trying to forget it, but I haven't forgotten it.
Yeah.
Yes, it needs to either be incorporated or moved or something.
Well, I think there needs to be a meeting of some kind to discuss it.
Well, I'm sure David will be there on the consultation day, but if not, we'll discuss it separately. But it is all part of the plan. We haven't forgotten it, David, I can assure you. So we've got two dates there, 17th of July and the 30th of July for the consultation. So as many councillors as possible to be there, particularly on the 17th. Who's coming from MISA?
Don't know yet. It depends. We got to the point where we both disagreed we would test a date because it was going back and forth and it was a date that Mike could make. And he had limited availability and he kept getting pushed back and his dates were filling up. So whoever is available.
What time was it?
The 17th of July. I'm waiting for Mark to confirm the actual time, but it should be early evening, that sort of time. And the 30th of July, we potentially scheduled in 7 p.m. at the Glebe Pavilion.
Okay. Lovely, thank you. No. Okay. Yes, there'll be quite a lot to decide after they've had the consultation, particularly around finance. Okay, thank you for that, Kirsty. Has everybody got those dates?
Yeah.
So it's really just to agree how you, in terms of publicity, what you want.
Yeah. 178, I didn't understand this one, Kirsty. To agree for the town clerk to request a meeting with our local Essex County Council.
Oh, no, sorry, we still need to agree how you want to do the presentation, the format.
Oh, you want to do it now?
Yeah. Well,
rather than the 17th?
I've got to put publicity together, I need to know what you want to do.
Well, I think at the last meeting we said we wanted A3 copies of the plans.
We talked about it, but just to formalise.
Yeah, which Mark can do for us.
Thank you, Chair. I would suggest the last consultation that took place at the Glebe, there was a banner, they're not that expensive, and I would suggest the same, up at the Glebe. A consultation.
Yeah.
Means it's one route in, one route out.
Yeah, the entrance to it, yeah.
And all local social media, local press, website, notice boards,
comments box.
Well, we want them to come along on the 30th, don't we?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but comments box at the venue.
Oh, yes, at the venue.
There could also be, I don't know, some questions perhaps put on like a consultation. Questions.
There were questions last time, such as would the new plans encourage you to use the facility more than you already do, or do you use the current facility and all that sort of thing, but they have to be carefully worded.
Yeah.
Really.
Someone want to work on that with Kirsty at some point?
Rather than just going straight to that, do you want the leaflets, before you mentioned about leaflets being delivered, is that something that you'd still...
It's a great opportunity. If you're going to leaflet everywhere, then not just to do with the Glebe, you'd want something on that leaflet saying, please get in touch with your thoughts and ideas, just generally, because you'd want to maximise
is we need to focus the mind on the glebe. We don't want hundreds of people writing about swimming pools because this is not about a swimming pool.
Yeah. But you want leaflets printed advertising it that will go through houses?
Yeah, do you want 4,000 leaflets printed to go to each property on
put it on social media for us and the banner advertising?
It depends on what you consider or everybody considers to be a consultation of how far you're going to go with a consultation.
I think this is just to raise awareness of that there is consultation in place. Mm-hmm. So, last time, postcards were delivered to every house, but it's do we want to deliver a document like a leaflet or whatever to every resident on Mersey?
Yeah.
Which isn't overly expensive.
No.
The banner's good going off and coming off the island, isn't it? Everybody will see it.
It is. Mm. I mean, the leaflets, at least then, if they're delivered to every property, you won't have residents going, well, we didn't know about this.
Oh, we will.
You will.
Well, but then you can smile and say, well, you did, because you had a leaflet.
No one told us that bins were changing.
I think
yeah, what you've recycled in there before you put it in.
I'd actually think that just putting the banner on, and if we get time to put it in the courier, possibly, as a magazine rather than leaflet. Because even all the leaflets have got delivered, all the cards, the only people who really turned up were the people who used the glebe, which already knew about it.
Yeah.
So most people, when you get them, they literally just bin them straight away. We talk about environment. I think we pushed it, and the banners are great. When people come on the island, they're going to see it, and we put posters in the relevant shops as well.
Cheryl, I think there was a problem, actually, as well, with the postcards, because the previous clerk missed the deadline to get them put in the paper, so not all of the addresses got a card as well.
Okay. With respect, this is meant to be a sports and community facility. Last time, you're saying just the glebe users turned up, but if we don't make the rest of the community aware, we can't get the views of the non-sporting
members.
And
that's
members.
Very important.
So
then
I think
you want to leave it.
That is why you put it in the courier, and that's what I'm saying.
I think a separate. Maybe not in the courier, because I agree that a lot of people just chuck the advertising stuff away if it's inside of it.
There might be some article in there, might they?
They may read the article, but I'm just saying I think a separate communication would be useful.
I was going to say the Lord Powell in social media is quite effective at the minute.
Right.
Is it the 30th of July, this consultation? The date of the consultation is 30th of July.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at Mersey Life, when's the deadline for... Because that'll be the July issue, won't it, that it would need to go in, which is probably about to go out now.
Yeah, you're too late for the July one.
Right, there you go.
Because it will be out at just about the 30th of July. That's the trouble. It'll probably be just about afterwards.
Yeah.
The courier was this week, wasn't it? Courier would be okay. But
what about doing a paid on social media and do the demographics? At least then you get it out to where you pay on social media for an advert. It's not that expensive, and then you just do it within a radius.
I'm a bit puzzled by all this because we haven't really got a plan here, have we? We're putting out an idea. It's not a costed plan, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is costed.
Yeah.
Costed on in terms of what it could be for the precinct.
Yeah.
And the running costs.
Yeah. Drawings are all done. Costings are all done.
Is that going to go in the consultation?
Yeah, that's the idea of having all the plans everything out, so we're transparent.
The effect on the precinct hasn't been decided, because that depends on...
We haven't decided to go ahead with it, it's just that's what's in the feasibility study.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's in the feasibility study, but for Joe Public, these are quite important issues, isn't it?
Where's the money coming from, aren't they? So it has been laid out where the money could come from.
Okay. And are we going to say that?
Okay. I think we have to be upfront about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we agreed a banner.
the local social media, press and website. What about Courier? Yes or no?
Courier.
Yeah. And then
letter or whatever in there.
Do we want leaflet. Postcards or leaflets or not?
Well, I have to say, whenever I get leaflets in the local papers, I just put them straight in the bin. I don't even look at them.
No.
I should do, but I don't. And I think that's the general thing, isn't it?
I'm the same.
You're better off putting an article in it, not actually the leaflets inside it.
The only way around that, Bob, is to
pay someone to deliver.
It will cost you a couple hundred quid, and the leaflet will cost, so you're talking about a budget. Between £600 to £700 all total, delivery and printing.
Yeah, well, compared to the cost of the project, is nothing, is it?
No.
You can put it in a courier.
You can do both, yeah.
I'll go to paper, yeah.
I'd actually just do the courier article. Or life's too late.
It's a bit later than
most of the courier, I'd actually do a courier article. Even if we do a half page, it's a slightly bigger one.
Oh yeah, it needs to go in the paper.
It wants to be a decent size rather than just a little one. That mostly cost about £100. I don't know what the courier is, but it's very expensive.
Well, I think that's all very useful. Can I call for two or three volunteers to work with Kirsty on the wording of this so we get it off the ground?
I'm happy to work with Kirsty on it.
Teresa? Nigel? Teresa, you're not here much, are you?
No,
next 3 months, are you?
Both away.
Well, I'm away next week.
I'm happy to work.
Yeah. Nigel?
Yeah.
Because otherwise we go around in circles, and I think we just need to pin it down. We agreed in principle we're going to publicise it. But the banner's a good idea.
If I can help, I'm more than happy to.
Yes?
If I can help.
Okay, well, that's. Yeah, thank you.
I think we're going to publicise it.
So to help Kirsty out on the wording and everything, and you don't need to bring it back. I think it's pretty straightforward. Are we all okay with that proposal?
Yeah.
Thank you. So we have three volunteers, yes?
Okay.
Nigel, Teresa, Carl?
Yeah.
We haven't decided whether we're going to send out leaflets, have we?
I literally just do the yacht.
Well, I mean, we haven't decided it.
No. I would be for sending a leaflet out separately, trying to find someone.
Yeah, having it hand delivered.
Separate away from the paper.
Yeah, it doesn't get read in the paper, does it?
No, let's be practical. We're talking about the 30th of July, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it will take a week for the copy. It will take a printer, which will, you won't get it back until about 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Well, as long as it's back in a few days before the 30th, because if you send it up too early, it just gets forgotten anyway.
Your leaflet was turned around quite quickly.
It was turned around, but I had the contacts. I can provide the contacts again.
Can you?
Yeah. The printer, you know, leaflet specialist. I can provide the printer and the distributor.
And the distributor, okay. But if you'll pass that on to Kirsty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to leave this.
We're going to leave this and we'll have them hand delivered. Yes? We are okay with that?
Yeah, I'm happy. And not the courier or the courier as well.
I think the article will go to the courier.
We go for an A5 leaflet.
A5 leaflet?
A5 leaflet. Double side.
We've covered all the places in the
world. Okay, so in the mini notes, I'm just to say you've agreed to publicise the event rather than.
We need more multi-use people. We need more people who are prepared to use the space. So we need to draw them out, don't we?
You've got to be saying ticking the box that you've done everything to do with the multi-use bit. I mean, the sports people will be there. They want to see the plans, but it's the other part of the community.
It's more than just ticking the box. That we really do need people to come forward and say, yes, we could use that space. What space could you let us have?
So we've got a proposal. I'm happy to propose.
Seconder. We're all in favour of that process.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the volunteers. That's great. Yes, this is one I didn't understand. 1-7, to agree for the town clerk to request a meeting with our local council to discuss the local.
John,
Yeah. It's just a formality which the working group put forward, and was a proposal which we felt the town council should approve.
Well, I think we've talked this one through today.
We have.
Chris, you're happy to talk through the local plan with us as it applies to highways and.
Sure.
We're all in happy there.
Yeah.
I don't think we do. Do we need a vote on it? Seems pretty straightforward.
We said agree
to vote. Yeah, we're all agreed with it.
Yeah.
Because you're on the agenda, it's got to agree. You should have a vote.
A proposal that therefore that we meet with him.
And a second,
Chris.
Yeah.
All in favour? Thank you. Well. We've a bit the public are waiting for now. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. We have one confidential item to follow, so thank you very much for joining us.
You have to resolve
you have
propose
to
that.
Resolve, yeah. You have to vote.
Yeah.
You have to vote on that?
Yes,
proposal,
we do.
Please?
Yeah, you have to.
Second, are we all in favour?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Theresa.
To resolve.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, who responds to your alarm? Disabled alarm and will it work?